Hello.
Hello, how you doing? This is Michael from Georgia Opinion Service. How are you today?
From where?
I'm from Georgia Opinion Service, and right now I would like just to tell you that I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. It won't take more than 5 minutes, I can promise you.
All right, I'm listening.
Very good. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television by any chance?
No.
Okay. Very good. And also, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make sure as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
No, I'm driving.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so if you're driving, would it be better for us that we can schedule a callback so you don't have any accidents?
Well, I have my speaker on. I'm talking to
my
car.
Great, thank you. I appreciate that. So let's move on, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections, ma'am, for president, Congress, and other offices?
I will vote, yes.
Okay, you will definitely vote?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else, if you don't mind me to ask?
I did vote for Joe Biden.
Okay. Very good. Also, just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
Uh-huh.
So, can you please tell me what is your race?
African-American.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. And just for the purposes of the survey, can I ask you what is your age?
75.
Okay. Thank you so much. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, someone liberal, progressive, moderate, someone conservative, or very conservative?
Pretty much conservative.
Conservative, okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, ma'am, generally speaking, of course, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Oh, no. I am not satisfied with it. I've been born in 1948, and this country's gone downhill all the way. It has no direction.
Gotcha. So you are very dissatisfied.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have things focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first option is banning tobacco products for adults. How important do you consider that?
I am a 10.
Okay. What about the second one, which is protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
5.
5, okay. The third one says protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
10, okay. Number 4 says addressing foreign affairs like the war in Ukraine.
5.
Okay. Number 5 says legalizing marijuana.
5.
5, okay. Number 6 says protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
10, okay. The next one says making housing more affordable.
10.
Great. And last but not least, fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's move on. And the next question says, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
5.
Okay, do you strongly approve that or someone approve about what Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I think he's better than what we have. I do approve, 10.
Okay, so you strongly approve that. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I'd like you rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the first option is Republicans in Congress. How would you rate that?
Probably a 5. 5?
Okay. What about, how would you rate Donald Trump?
A 1. 1?
Okay. What about Joe Biden, man?
He's 75.
75, okay. What about the tobacco industry?
About the tobacco industry?
Tobacco.
Ten.
Okay. And last but not least, the American Medical Association, or AMA.
Probably 50.
Okay. Thank you. Let's move on. Now, I want you to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10, how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You say 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And the first option is for the FDA, removing illegal evapor products from the market.
Eight.
Okay. The second one says banning different tobacco products for adults.
1 again.
It says banning different tobacco products for adults.
I guess it's an 8.
Would it be an 8? I'm sorry.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Good. Okay. Number 3 says reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
10.
Okay. The next one says preventing underage tobacco use.
10. That would be good.
Great. Okay. And last but not least, says authorizing prescription medication.
10.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let's move on. It says it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Oppose, yes.
You support that?
I do not support it. Are you saying that? Okay. Do it again.
Yes. I'm sorry. The question says, considering that sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and over? You can support or oppose?
I oppose.
Okay, you someone oppose or you strongly oppose?
I strongly oppose.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Do I support the ban?
Yes, the ban. Support or oppose a ban?
I support the ban, yes.
Okay. You strongly support or you somewhat support?
I strongly support the ban.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 years old and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefits.
Okay. So is that someone more benefit, someone more harm, or much more benefit?
I think more benefit.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
It should be a priority for the government.
Okay, great. Let's move on. It says, now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about these bans. Please tell me which you agree with more. And of course, I can repeat this for you if you don't get the point. The statement A says, some people say that the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose too great a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban. And statement B says, other people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people choose to do is their own business. It's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. Which one of the two statements do you agree with more?
The first one, the children. That's
statement B. It says that one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage.
That's my.
Okay. Someone more the option B or much more the option B?
Okay. The option B.
Okay. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? The first option is prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. The second option is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products?
The last one.
Okay. We're almost done, ma'am. I really thank you for your time over the phone. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first option says loss of tens of thousands of good paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Are you very concerned, someone concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
I'm concerned, very concerned.
Very concerned, okay. And the second statement says, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes.
And that is a concern, a very concern, what?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah. Are you very concerned, someone concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm very concerned about that.
Understood. All right. Thank you. Let me move on real quick here. And it says, now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you someone agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And the first statement says, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%. A decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. So how would you rate this statement from 0 to 10?
8.
8? Okay.
Yes.
The second, thank you, ma'am. The second statement says, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. So how would you rate this statement, ma'am?
10.
10. Thank you. And last but not least, the statement, it says, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on the smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These type of drugs trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. So how would you rate this statement?
A 10, definitely.
Okay. Thank you so much. We are right on the way to complete all this, Ryan. Thank you for your time. It says, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
10.
You support that?
Strongly.
Okay, you strongly support that. Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and over to use for or oppose?
I oppose.
You somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I'm strongly opposed.
Okay. Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Oh, more benefit.
Much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Much more benefit, yeah.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
I would.
Okay, is
that... against that would ban all of this stuff.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Gotcha. So it would be much more willing, someone more willing, or someone less willing?
More willing.
Much more willing?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Let me give you a list. And you
I
can
do
say,
not. No. None. No. You can put no for everything.
No for everything? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Pretty much you know where the service is going, right? Going to.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Let me just go ahead and put no in all of them. Okay, the next question says, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
16.
16, which is high school?
And college and graduate school.
College graduate. Okay, thank you. And once again, ma'am, this is just for the survey. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorce.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. And we're almost done. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Middle class. Okay. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live, like urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and all the answers given throughout this survey. Once again, I wish you a wonderful rest of your day and a wonderful rest of your week.
Thank you. I hope it helps.
It will help a lot, believe me. Right now, we're collecting all the information needed, and everything is classified, and we are protecting the information given throughout this survey, okay?
All right. Very good. Have a good day.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.